And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right, pushing back against the cacistocracy that is out there. Hey, listen, I'm bringing on my friend Jeff Poore. You hear Jeff all the time when we do the Grand Council on Wednesdays, he and Dale Jackson. Jeff is a talk show guy himself at FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile. He's also the executive editor of 1819 News. And, oh, by the way, he writes his own column periodically, and as well as stories for 1819. Well, I caught a headline off of one yesterday. You may remember we had John Wall on the show just last week, I believe it was, chairman of the State Republican Party. And inexplicably, there's this weird string of write-ups being done by liberal Kyle Whitmire from AL.com, attacking John Wall, but also attacking his family, calling their faith weird, and then going after John Wall because he doesn't like the version of a photo ID that Wall allegedly used to vote. This whole thing just smells. Well, the guy who's been around politics for a long time writing about it, Jeff Poore, has some thoughts on that. And I thought, I'm going to bring Jeff on. Let's talk about it for a minute. Jeff Poore, how you doing, man?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. And so you wrote this piece in Lanyap. If it got published somewhere else, I didn't realize it, but that's where I saw the headline. John Wall, Kyle Whitmire, where's this coming from?
Exactly. Like, it's not organic. This isn't Kyle Whitmire sitting at the alternative independent coffee poetry slam, coffee shop, whatever, and thinking, hey, that'd be a great story. Yeah. I need to do a deep dive on John Wall and his voting habits. No, the way this business works, somebody brought it to him. He was tipped off by somebody. Now, let's think about this even more, though. Like, why? Like, where did this all of a sudden, you know, this story, by the way, Senator, has been out since, I don't know, I've been hearing about this story for about a year and a half, almost 2 years, that the disagreement with him and the poll worker and then the termination of the poll worker and the bad blood there. So I've been hearing that. And lo and behold, here a few weeks ago, the first salvo comes from no other than Kyle Whitmire, who I've never seen at a Republican meeting. This is not the circles he runs in. These aren't people he talked to. He's not part of this crowd. His crowd is a much different crowd, if you might imagine. So, like, you know, the red flag goes up. Okay.
Yeah.
3,500 word column about John Wall not using a voter ID. What is this all about? Who is behind this? Who brought this to Kyle Whitmire? And you know, well, you know, people do that all the time. They send tips to people. However, we do know this. John Wall is up for re-election next year at whatever the winter meeting for the Alabama Republican Party is.
Right.
And I know there's some grumbling about John Wall, who's done mostly a good job, I think most people would say, as chairman. But there's been a couple of things that people maybe are a little put off by what is going on here. This is, like I said, I don't think this is organic. I don't think this is coincidence. I don't think, you know, that three stories and a lot of time and devotion from Kyle Whitmire, who is fighting a war on dumb, by the way, this important enough battle in the war on dumb for him to use his talents to. So what is exactly going on here?
Well, let me ask you this, though, real quick, Jeff, because you said something that I haven't caught that. So you're saying this has been going on, this allegation of the interaction with the poll worker is not just from the most recent election cycle, it's old?
It's from 2020, which is, I guess, technically the most, well, that the most recent election cycle would be this last one. No, it's from the it's from the 2020, and Whitmire puts that in his story. But, you know,
wow.
A 2-year-old allegation just showing up in 2022. Why?
Yeah, why is right? And then you make a good point. So John Wall is up for re-election as party chair. My perspective is he's done a pretty decent job. I don't have any complaints at all. Even as I'm currently still a member of the State Republican Executive Committee, and I've served there for a number of years. But the reality is, He's a pretty conservative guy. Do you have any anticipation this is like an inter-party thing, conservatives and moderates, or is it outside the party?
So I got two theories, two right. possible theories. Could there be somebody that is looking to be the next chairman, just for their own personal ambition? And you got to look down the totem pole. Who is connected enough? Who knows how the game is played to do something like that?
Well,
the other theory.
Yeah, I get that, but I don't know that anybody has expressed. I mean, usually we all have been getting, I say we, members of the committee, start getting calls saying, I want you to consider supporting me. I mean, I have heard nothing this year about that. I mean, like almost like he's got a cakewalk coming, but I don't know.
The other thing about Wall this last election cycle, not of his own doing, and he had to, you know, but he made some enemies because boards of registrars got it wrong.
Yeah.
And he, by virtue of being the chairman, could have intervened. So there's a bunch of legislative races where he may have burned a bridge or two just by doing his job and have created some enemies. And I wouldn't rule out even Senate District 27. I know that was kind of an unusual one. But I would look around and say, you know, look at all these different legislative races that didn't go a candidate's way. And is somebody thinking, well, I'm going to get him back and I'm going to unseat him. And then there we go. I'll show him.
That's a thought. So you think this might be retribution for him not taking a hard enough stand to protect an incumbent or to hear somebody's so-called evidence about their challenge to an election or whatever. That's interesting. I hadn't even really considered that yet.
It's a possibility because I don't know. I was at this last meeting when they had it in Montgomery and you know, everybody wants to pull my ear and say, hey, you know, look, well, this is what I know or this is what I'm hearing. And I heard some gripes. I heard some complaints.
Well, you know, there's always that. And then there's always a possibility, too, it could be coming from outside the party. I mean, Democrats don't have any way of winning a statewide election right now. The only thing they can do is try to embarrass Republicans. So there's always that possibility, I guess, that would have to exist. And that's certainly the circles that Whitmire runs in. But you look
well,
at
how about this.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the big one, Senator. All of this is just Jeff Bohr speculating. So,
right.
And then we could do that on these on
we're
the airwaves.
Right
is the First Amendment. AEA wants to go away with a bylaw that says it's not enforced that you can, if you're a Republican candidate, you cannot take their money. They just want the rule gone. They want to get rid of that stigma. They want to be in good with the Republican Party. I mean, AEA is making some moves. Is there some friction there? Does the teachers union think that he is an impediment to this? Might they go to Kyle Whitmire? Might somebody on their behalf or somebody that they have hired, somebody that does OPPO research, maybe down in Tuscaloosa, I won't name names, but you kind of get where I'm going with this. Might they have used this because look who in the past, going all the way back to the black and white Birmingham days when Whitmire was working for them, when he had to call them War on Dumb, when the War on Dumb, the first shots were fired there, Lexington and Concord of the War on Dumb. And who was he always like carrying water for? Who was he always getting tips for? I mean, you got to look at this. This is how the business is. This is how the game is played. Might it be a policy thing? You know, John Wall, one of the more conservative, I would say arguably one of the more conservative chairmen we've had in a good time, in a good bit. Is that a possibility? This is speculation. I'm just raising these, but there's a bunch of different possibilities here that I'm throwing out there.
You know what? I'll add one more to the fray. First of all, I think out of all the theories you just named, the one that I probably lean towards the most is it's internal Republican fighting, that there is someone who is mad because of the manner in which he handled the most recent elections, even though he does not govern votes of the people. They're wondering whether he had a hand in and not doing enough on the appeals process for some of the challenged elections. And then, you know, there's other things afoot. Like, you can't help but wonder if sort of the, and I hate to say it this way, but like the more moderate level of Republicans who like power, who, you know, sort of centralize their power at places like BCA and the chambers and that kind of thing, if they would prefer to see a more moderate party so people would quit tweaking them on not being conservative enough in a red state.
Yeah, they would like a social club sort of
they would.
Alabama Republican Party that just functions just enough to get people on the ballot, maybe does some door knocking during the general election in the state that's already going to go Republican, and pretty much be quiet the rest of the time.
And John Wall is not that guy. John's been doing a great job. As a party chairman, I've been surprised at the level to which he will go and advocate for good conservative legislation in Montgomery himself, and also do things like, you know, sending out the mighty task force to other states to help NORDOC. And then he had Trump come and speak at the Cullman rally. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, man. This is interesting. But I think this is a story that could develop more as time goes on.
Yeah, but I just don't think that Kyle Whitmire said, you know what, I really care about photo ID, so I'm going to write a three-part series and starting with a 3,500-word column about John Wall and his voter ID. There's something else going on here. And look, guys, y'all don't know this. The way they elect a party chairman, it's up to the executive committee. The civilians do not get to vote in this. So all it takes is just a little bit, and maybe some of these executive committee members are like, I don't know, it's just not worth the hassle. Let's go with somebody else this time. That's all they got to do is sow those seeds of doubt.
I've seen it there. I've seen it there before. And I've seen the attempted coups and the attempted overthrows, and I've seen them fall by the wayside too. And there's a few party leaders who've had their own issues of late that won't be running for that office, we know for a fact. Wow. All right, Jeff Poore, cogent analysis once again.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, bro. You have a good one. All right, folks, there you go. I just had to bring that in. That was just one of those things where you look at it and go, what is happening right now? And why is it happening? And, you know, they would love for you to not look behind the curtain, but sometimes you gotta. All we can do is speculate right now, but I agree with Jeff 100%. This story is not organic. This story did not arise because an intrepid reporter stumbled across something he thought he better chase down and do a lead on. I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find out somebody wrote the story for him, and all he did was put his spin on it. We'll see. All right. Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. Then we'll come back and launch, my friends, into the Triple Dipper. For the love of our kids, that's where we're headed. Text lines are open, 833-68-RIGHT. If you text the first time, use the word right side when you text it, and we'll get you in the system. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.